It was Selection Sunday, and certainly the Iona Gaels have been making a habit of getting to the NCAA tournament, their fourth bid in a row. And to talk about it, we bring in head coach Tim Kloos of the Iona Gaels. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Lori. How about yourself?
Doing well. Congratulations on fourth tournament title in a row and getting to the fourth conference title and getting to the NCAA tournament fourth time in a row. Every team is a little bit different. It just seems like this team maybe had to overcome more adversity than any of your other teams. So how did you get it done this year with everything this team has been through?
They have been through a lot, and it was actually really fun to watch them grow from a team that was going through some tough times and unsure about themselves to a team that came together and really fought hard for each other. I think the guys just never gave up. Every time we would go to practice, they would work really hard no matter what was going on in the games we were playing or injuries or illnesses or losing guys for the season. They just kept on fighting, and I think I love their fighting spirit, and that's what made them do what they did.
Now, you started this year 2-9, which is really kind of surprising to get from there to get to the NCAA tournament. How would you react to people? I've seen it out there, people who are saying this is your best coaching job yet.
Well, I appreciate if they're saying that, but it's really all about the players and my assistant coaches and all the people there who work so hard to give us that opportunity. And our kids just not giving up. Our schedule is brutal to start. I think we opened the season at home, and then we didn't play home again for another 6 weeks for only two home games in the entire non-conference season. So between that and the injuries, that really put us behind the eight ball. But, our job is just to try to work the kids and give them a chance and make them believe, and the kids made believers out of me.
So which players, in order for a team to have this kind of path, which players have you watched this season that you would say have gone through the greatest development?
I would say Ricky McGill took the final step of being a leader that we were looking for a while from him, where it went from silent to verbal. E.J. Crawford took a huge step for us to start to become some of a leader. And Tawan Agee, a new player on our team, went from kind of trying to figure out what Division I was about to challenging everyone to compete harder on a daily basis and to be the best they could be.
And how did you get this team then to improve so much? Is it something that the coaches are doing, or when you see this kind of development, is it also some of those players you're talking about, whether it's Ricky or EJ as an example, your upperclassmen, or a newcomer like Tawan Agee? Is it the players actually coaching each other?
I think they had to learn to trust each other on the court. Our coaches did a great job with individual workouts throughout the season and film work and to get guys individually better. So I think the players, we only had two returners, so I think they saw that we're all really invested in them individually to become better on and off the court, and I think that helped. But I think they got tired of losing as well and put their egos to the side and decided, maybe we're not as great as we think. Maybe we need to come together as a team in order to be the best we can be as a team, and they really did a nice job of that.
Talking to Iona men's basketball coach Tim Kloos about his team and about the NCAA tournament. As you mentioned, only two returning guys, the junior college transfer, but two returning guys here that have this experience. So what was it like for your team now listening to Selection Sunday and the excitement of all of that, finding out that the matchup is University of North Carolina, the Tar Heels? So many new players, this was a new experience. What were some of the reactions from your team?
I think that's the best part. As a coach who's been through it and been around for a little bit, to see the newcomers have the excitement of making the tournament and then playing a thoroughbred like North Carolina and to see how much it means to them to have this opportunity, they're coming up and just saying, "Coach, this is the reason I came here. You promised me we'd have this chance, and we've done that. How great is this? Best thing that's ever happened in my life." And you look at these young men, and you're like, some of them are telling me the truth. Some of them have had really hard lives, and this is such a big boost to them. And to me, it's now you can tell them, okay, your hard work paid off. So work hard at everything you do, and you can have a good life, not just a good moment.
A lot of people, obviously, it's the 16, versus a 1. And, until last season, we would have said until last year, well, that's impossible to win. But now it's happened. As you look ahead, you're not going to predict win, loss, any of that. But just as you look ahead to this game, break it down for me. How would you describe, your style of play? What's the Iona brand of basketball versus how you would describe a Roy Williams UNC brand of basketball?
Okay, normally we're pretty much a run and gun team and we play fast, but I guess they're probably us on steroids with the size of the guys they have and the athletes they have there, and they can really, really, really get up and down the court, and they can really play, and he does a great job. But that's kind of us when we're at our best. We're playing fast as well and shooting the ball and sharing the ball and really just about being a good team and playing for each other. And I think it's a fun way to play. I think you get the green light a lot. If you can shoot, shoot. If you can't, pass. And just play hard.
You mentioned the senior leadership of Ricky McGill. And so, you know, looking at this matchup, is what does Ricky have to do? What do you expect and hope for him to do in this game?
One, he's got to handle the ball well against the teams that he's going to be going against and make sure he gets us into, offense, pushes it when it's there, pulls it out and doesn't force things and gets us going. We have to take good shots on the offensive end. Any bad shots or bad turnovers are going to lead to dunks on the other end really quickly. And then, obviously, defensively, he's got his work cut out for him and staying in front of their guards and helping to slow down the pace of how they like to push the ball. So I think it starts with Ricky, but it's going to be every guy on our team, putting their best effort forward to make sure they play at their ultimate competitive peak for every play of the game.
And what do you do to stop, I'll toss out, but, obviously Carolina loaded with athletes, but Cam Johnson certainly is one of those that comes to mind. Any thoughts on what you can do defensively against Cam Johnson?
I think the first thing we have to do is make shots so they can't get rebounds and just push and get down the score before you get back. So I think that's going to be a piece. But Cam Johnson, you have to put a lot of, obviously, on him, try to keep the ball out of his hands when he gets rid of it. And, unfortunately, we have to gap and double, but they have so much size and so many other great players that we're going to have to take our chances in certain areas and hope that it's not their best night.
And, as you look at this Tar Heels team, the challenge here is they're in the top 10, of offensive efficiency. They're in the top 10 defensive efficiency. And so,
trying to ruin my night.
I'm not trying to ruin your night. I don't think anything can ruin your night. Four straight, tournament bids is pretty impressive. And I was reading some stats that I knew it was four in a row, but I think that seems to represent when we look at some of the teams in our local area. I think, what is it, Seton Hall was the last local team to have four in a row.
Yeah,
I think
it was 94.
Yeah. So it's been a while, certainly, since we've seen that kind of success. They're top 10 offensively, top 10 defensively. So, as you said, some of your best, best defense is having a good offense, but because they do play generally such a fast style of ball, any consideration that you might, against these types of athletes that you might slow it down a little bit?
I think it's so hard because, you have a 30-second shot clock and the type of athletes they have. But I think we have to, I wouldn't say slow it down, but we have to take good shots and be selective with when and which shots we take. If I have an open shot 3 seconds into the shot clock and it's by one of my shooters, I want them to put it up. But I don't want those 4 shots 10 seconds in with a guy draped on him trying to play hero basketball to show everybody how good they are individually. So I think that's going to be the key, is we have to take good shots when they're there. We have to move the ball and work the ball and try to, like you said, try to get good shots against a team that plays defense like that as well.
Is there a message that, you mentioned, don't play hero ball. Is that sort of a central message? What's going to be, the first message that you're saying to your team at practice?
I think it's about just fighting and sticking together no matter what's going on out there and believing in themselves. The kind of message I told our team last year, we're in a similar situation, is, go out there and have no regrets. Don't die wondering, what could have happened if I did this, if I would have played hard, if I would have done something different. Give it everything you have. It's a great opportunity. You're playing against a team and a bunch of players that you're going to be able to watch them in the NBA and against a team that's got a history like no other. I think it's just a great opportunity for our school, and enjoy the heck out of it.
When you talk about it's a great opportunity for your school, how does having a matchup like this against North Carolina, which you know you're playing a one seed, obviously it's going to be covered prominently and get exposure. How does that help your program and recruiting and just overall Iona as a university?
I think it starts with it helps with applications to the school. It helps with enrollment to the school. It helps with notoriety for the school. And then for us, it helps us with recruiting as well to hopefully make our program better and better and better and keep helping it grow. And I think that's one of the great things about being a team like Iona and making it here and being here several times. When I first got here, no lie, I'm driving, flying on a plane. And a woman next to me asked me, like, where I work. And I said, Iona College. And she truly said, you own a college, but aren't you too young for that? And I really mean it. So obviously, we were coming off a tournament win, too. And I'm, In Great Alaska Shootout, we won the tournament. I'm like thinking, we're starting to make a name for ourselves. And then I got slapped to reality by that woman's comment. So I think now people are starting to know who we are, and we're getting people from across the country who want to just become students there and be part of it.
I love that. I own a college. Personally, I grew up in Rockland County, so I'm always been familiar with it. And I know your senior Ricky McGill, also a Rockland guy. So certainly somebody I think people from the area rooting for, a local kid and watching him develop is kind of makes that story a little bit more special. So we've talked a little bit about McGill, about Crawford, about AG, just a little bit. Who else beyond those three, is there somebody on your team that you look at and say, this is the kind of guy that you think has the makeup to step up and be undaunted against North Carolina in this situation?
Yeah, I would tell you, those two other players who have done a good job, Asante Gist and Ben Perez especially, man, a couple of guys off the bench have helped, but those are the other two. Asante can have some big games for you. And I think he is not only ready for the challenge, but excited about the challenge. And he's a player, I think he had 0 points or 2 points in our first playoff game and then followed with 22 and 24. So I think when he's good and Ben is good and we have five guys out there that are playing to the potential, I think that's when we are playing our best basketball. But Asante is a quick little point guard. He shares the ball, can shoot the ball, he can get it going, and he can knock down a number in a row. And he's a guy who I think we're going to need to play really well to have a chance to be competitive in that game.
Talking to Iona men's coach Tim Klus about their matchup with North Carolina. I mentioned before, Coach, that a season of adversity, you have to throw a player off the team before the season starts. You start off 2-9. You start off with a losing record in conference play. And yet, you turn this around and end up with your fourth straight NCAA conference appearance. At what point in this season did you start to think or believe that this team could be the sort of team that would win your conference?
I thought we had a chance, actually, early on. We played, I think, our second or third game. We played Ryder, who was the unanimous number one choice in the league, and they were loaded with talent and everybody back from last year's team that won the league in regular season. And we beat them at home. And I was kind of curious, saying, okay, we've been healthy for about a week. We had gotten some work, and we've just beaten a really good team. Can we continue? Then I think we had a couple of other decent wins and then hit a tough patch where we lost a bunch of games, and guys were sick, and guys were hurt, and all that. So we were just trying to get healthy to see what we could be. And when we got on that run and started chasing some teams down from behind and getting closer to the higher seed, we're like, if somehow we could have to pull off the number one seed, it would give us the luxury of having a day off if we were fortunate enough to win the first game and not have to play 3 or 4 days in a row to try to win it. And again, we were down to like 8 scholarship players and a manager suiting up for us, so we really don't have the luxury of being very deep right now. So they just, kind of like I said, they just worked hard every day. And I definitely believe we're blessed from the man above, who's really helped us a lot this year, as he always has. And sometimes you need those other reasons of why you win, and I think that's one of them, and the biggest one.
Before I let you go, just curious your perception of the overall kind of, the locals in terms of college basketball scene in our area. With St. John's, it looks like they were the last team in, Seton Hall, and the job Kevin Woolard has done. But overall, do you feel like, Rutgers seems to be, Steve Peichel has them waking up a little bit. Where do you feel like college basketball is in the, kind of the greater New York area?
I definitely think it's on an uptick. I think St. John's making it to the tournament. It was a great thing for the New York area. I think Kevin has done a great job at Seton Hall, and they finished the season really, really strong. Even Hofstra, tremendous job out there by Joe Mihalik. They're battling in Rutgers. Steve Pikel did a tremendous job, and they had a really good season. And I think that that's what we need in this area. We need New York basketball to be really good again to bring that buzz back to the city, and I think it's going in the right direction.
Yeah, it's you know, we always talk about and think of basketball being the city's game, and in order for that to be the case, we need that kind of local energy. All right, head coach Tim Clueis, a fantastic job getting your team to the dance again, fourth year in a row. We wish you, I wish you luck against the Tar Heels, and you know what? In sports, you never know, right?
That's why you play the games.
That's why you play the games. Thanks so much for your time. We'll catch
you
up down
the
road.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks for your time. Be well.